Thanks for listening to today's podcast. If this ministry has touched your life in any way, contact us at Beach Family Worship Center, Georgetown Campus on Facebook or by emailing us at bfwcgeorgetown@gmail.com. Feel free to share your prayer requests or comments. We hope you enjoy today's message. Blessings to you and yours.
Look at somebody and say, unmerited favor. About 3 o'clock this morning, there's times the Lord speaks to me, and about 3 o'clock this morning, I heard the Lord almost so loud that it woke me up out of my sleep, and I almost sat up in the bed, and He said, unmerited favor. Unmerited favor. Now, I'm going to explain that in a minute, but let me ask you, how many of you here has ever done a favor for somebody? This is yes. Anybody ever done a favor for somebody who didn't deserve a favor? Now, I know I'm not in a church that when you do a favor, you don't ask for it back. I got quiet. No, when you do a favor, it is something that is given. It's something that is released, and you're not expecting a return. You just know that God's going to do it. Amen? So many times in our life, we need to understand that God is trying to do something in us and through us, and all He's asking for is just a few things from us. Look at somebody and say, a few things. How many of us in here can just live right? Nobody lifted. One person lifted their hand. Okay, we're going to go back to righteousness. All right, I need to go back there, Lord. No. How many of us in here know what's right and know what's wrong? Lift your hand. And you know, there's times when those things are stretched. Those things are tested. Those things are put to the test. How many of us in here has ever been tempted? I was hoping everybody's hand would go up because I didn't have to cast out a lion spirit first thing this morning. No. Everybody here, listen to me. There is times when the very thing that God created you to do will be tested. Been a good time for somebody to say amen. There's times in your life when God gives you a word and He gives you the plan and you work the plan, but as soon as you start doing what God ordained you to do, here comes a test, here comes a trial, here comes something that's trying to derail you from what God's called you to do. But there's something called grace. Grace. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. If you understand, the man that wrote that song was a slave trader. Oh, y'all ain't going to help me up in here. But God got a hold of him and radically changed his life. And through the change in his life is where we get the song Amazing Grace. So many times we forget that just because you got a past, it doesn't define you. It becomes from your mess to your message. So for a lot of us in here, quit living in your past, grab a hold of your present, and unlock your future because that's what God has for you. And today we're going to find out some things, and I've got to show you when you see grace in your Bible, it is the unmerited favor of God. It's not something you deserve. It's not something you could pay for. It was something freely given by Him, bought, purchased, and paid for by the blood of Jesus. How many of you in here sometimes don't feel unworthy? Be truthful. Anybody here just don't feel unworthy sometimes? Like, Lord, are you sure you had to pick a guy like me? If you know my past and you know I don't deserve to be here. Come on, everybody here's got a story. Everybody here's got a mess. But you have to understand that your mess runs into grace. And today I want you to see some things with me. We're going to be in Ephesians chapter 1. And I'm going to be there most of the day, so you don't have to worry about turning in your Bible very much. But in Ephesians chapter 1, I want to show you some things, and I want to speak to the church today. Is that okay? I do a lot of evangelism. I preach a lot. You know, I was on television on Thursday night, so there's a lot of preaching going on. But today the Lord woke me up at 3 o'clock this morning to say, it's time to talk to the church. Directly to people who know me as their personal Lord and Savior. Now, if you're here and you don't know Jesus, I'm going to give you the opportunity before the end. Today you can get the greatest gift you've ever had in your life. Are you in Ephesians chapter 1? You find the Apostle Paul here. beginning to write, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God to the saints, everybody say that, to the church, to the Christians, say it, which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Now, can I just stop right here and take my time? I don't want to rush. Is it okay? Y'all can handle 30 minutes, right? Good. Anybody give me 30 minutes? There's 30, 60, 90. Okay, I'm doing good. I got 2 hours to preach. I'm good. See, right here, Paul is trying to tell the church, he said, I need to talk to the ones who are sold out, on fire, Holy Spirit filled. Y'all ain't gonna help me. Sanctified, ready to do what God's called them to do. I got a word for you that I need you to give to the church at Ephesus. I need to tell you that this is not just for the sinner. This is for the saint. And this is what God is trying to say to us even right now. I believe in 2018 that God is doing a shift. The number 8 means new anyways. New beginnings, new creation. A new start. So for many of us here, if you've missed it, get a new start. Y'all ain't gonna help me. If your engine blows up in your car, you get a new motor. It's time to wake up and realize that God is trying to speak to the church, and he's trying to say to all of you, I've got some things planned out for your life, and I'm getting ready to do something in your life, but you've got to be able to grasp a hold of what I'm doing. In verse 2, you find the Apostle Paul saying two of the most amazing and powerful things. He said, grace. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 2 says, grace. How many of you are with me? And peace. You see it? Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Can I stop right here? He's declaring this to the church. Look at somebody and say, he's trying to tell you. It's time for you to realize you have unmerited favor on your life. You ain't going to help me. For too long, you've thought that you're nothing, you're worthless, or you'll never be able to make it. But God is trying to tell all of us here today, are you ready? I'm getting ready to pour blessings on your life that you didn't pay for, you wasn't good enough to have, but I'm going to give it to you anyways. It's called my grace. It's called unmerited favor. How many of you here know that if you died right now, you'd go to heaven? Then it's time for you to begin to walk into your blessings. It's time for you to begin to realize that this is the year. This is your time. You find him declaring to the church, grace, God's unmerited favor. Can I just stand up here and declare over your life that in 2018 you're about to see things you've never seen before? Can I declare over your life, you're about to have a relationship with him that has been closer than your whole lifetime if you desire it. How many of you want more of his presence than you've ever? Come on, I'm not talking about just in church. I'm talking about when you're riding down the road and he becomes your pilot and not your co-pilot. I'm talking about when you're going through a trial and he looks at your storm and says, peace be still. See, I'm trying to get everybody to realize that either you can receive this or you can reject it. But I still got to loose it. And there's many of us here today that we don't feel like we're worthy of it, but you have to understand that through the blood of Jesus Christ, he's positioned you and adopted you. So how many of you are beginning to realize that your blessing is right here, but you just in your mind, y'all ain't helping me. Maybe in your heart, so as a man thinks, so he is. Maybe it's time for us to kick out some stinking thinking. Y'all ain't going to help me up in here. Okay. It's time for us to move in to grace. It's time for us to realize that we're getting ready to step into, not because we've been good enough, but just because he's good enough. You're getting ready to step into unmerited favor. See, there's going to be things that shift. There's going to be things that's moved. Because of his unmerited favor. Now watch this. This year, You watch. As long as you follow him, there will be some doors that open to you that only God can open. Y'all ain't going to help me right here. But see, it's time for us to realize, church, are you ready? You're called to be the head and not the tail. You're called to be above and not below. So listen, you can either walk in an unmerited favor or the grace of God, or you can miss. Because grace and peace go hand in hand. Has anybody ever told you sometimes you just need to follow peace? Anybody? Well, I've got to make a decision, but something on the inside of you is turning. It's not right. I would tell you to begin to listen to the Spirit of God that's in you. And if I was you, I would run. I know it just got quiet. Because you know what I found out about peace is that Jesus is peace. And where he is, there's peace, even in the storm. Come on, anybody feel like you're in the middle of a storm right now? Be truthful. Just let me see. I'm in the middle of one of the biggest storms of my life. But as long as I got Jesus in the boat, my peace is still with me. You do get it, right? You realize the disciples got it. They, instead of them trying to, and they're professional fishermen, instead of them trying to row through it, somebody said, you better wake up, Jesus. How many of you in here have been calling on his name? Y'all ain't going to help me. It's not that he's sleeping. He's just waiting for you to call. Some of y'all need to pick up Jeremiah 29:11 and go ahead and begin to just call him up. Oh, y'all ain't going to help me up in here. Anybody just ready to call him up? Anybody just ready to say, Lord, you know what? I need some peace in the middle of what I'm going through right now. So watch this. As you begin to see this, you find the unmerited favor of God beginning to come into your life. And then when you step, there's peace. I'm going to help some of y'all. You've been in one place too long, so you're uncomfortable. I'm preaching to somebody right here. You have been stuck in this place for so long, and it's not that the devil's holding you there. It's because you've become accustomed. Y'all ain't going to help me. You've become so accustomed to the ritual. You become so accustomed to the hurt. You become so accustomed to it being something that you're familiar with. I'm preaching better than anybody saying anything right now, but that's okay. I don't need you to shout amen. This may not be one of those. But it's time for us to realize that when God opens a door, you've got to look at that door and say, all right, Lord, I'm going to follow peace. I'm going to have to come out of this. See, what you don't realize is this morning at 8 o'clock, we were in this church. Last year, we were in the middle of a move of God, and I watched one of the ladies off the street come in. She gave her heart to Jesus right here. She was homeless, destitute. We prayed for her, and she turned around, she walked out the door. And in the process, many people want to quit. How many of you know when you pray, it does something? It may not manifest at that moment, but y'all ain't going to help me up in here. Y'all, listen to me. Are you hearing what I'm saying? This is for somebody. You've been praying and you asking God, when are you going to answer my prayer? It's not when. You can ask Brother Johnny this morning at about 8:20, 8:15, in through the door. Here she comes. Where's Pastor? In her right mind. Y'all ain't going to say nothing right now. Track me down. I'm in the back getting some things together. She says, I just got to come and tell you what God did. She said, you remember the prayer that y'all prayed over me just a few months ago? She said, I just got to tell you that right now I'm coming off the street. I got my own apartment as of this week. Not only am I coming off the street, but guess what? I'm going to school for cosmetology. And I looked at her and my eyes began to fill up with tears, because if you know who I'm talking about, then you realize that only God can do this thing. You understand that at this moment, God's unmerited favor. And I looked at her and I said, girl, at 3 o'clock this morning, I heard the Lord just about shout to me, unmerited favor. We're getting ready to walk into a season of unmerited favor. You didn't deserve it, but he set it up for you just because you belong to him. And then I looked at her and she said, Pastor, things are finally starting to get in line. I haven't seen my boys since they were 15. And Pastor, the Lord opened the door for me to mend my ways with them. Now I get to see my boys. My boys are coming to see me. And now when I go to my family member's house, instead of them keeping me on the outside of the door, they open up the door, Pastor, and they let me come in, Pastor. See, I got to help somebody. You got to realize that when you turn to God and you give God everything that you are, you begin to walk into unmerited favor. And peace begins to follow you. See, it wasn't something that he was just greeting the church. He's trying to tell the church, this is where you are. I want to ask you, church, how many of you can accept where you are? I'll come up here because y'all give me the look. How many of you can accept where you are? I just want to accept where I am. I'm blessed. You ain't going to help me. Just like I preached a couple weeks ago, even though the Israelites were in the process of their 40 years and everybody's tongue began to rise up against them, you heard whenever God told Balaam, he said, you can't curse these people. They're blessed. Do you understand what God is trying to tell you, church? I don't care whose mouth rises up against you. It doesn't make a difference what's going on in your life. You're still blessed. You may be in the process and you may not have arrived yet. Some of you still may be dealing with your sin. But at least you're dealing with it. I'll take some people who's dealing with it instead of just living in it any day. Look at what he says. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you understand that he was declaring, I've come to tell you from God the Father and from your Lord Jesus Christ that unmerited favor and peace is supposed to be on your life. You'll never just, listen, read your Bible. Don't just read your Bible. Some of y'all are going to go home and go, you know what? I have unmerited favor on my life. Undeserved blessings on my life. Look at somebody and say, undeserved. Do me a favor, just smile at somebody. Just give them a big smile. Man, some of y'all look like you're sucking on lemons this morning. My God, have mercy. If they don't smile, step on their toe. Y'all need some help. You realize God loves you so much that he wants to pour. Let me move on. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. They're cranking up. I love it. It's what you call having church by church. Watch this. Blessed be the God, our Father, of our Lord Jesus Christ, who's blessed us. Tap somebody and say, all of us. No, say it a little louder. Blessed all of us with spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Now, can I really preach right here for a second? How many of you realize there's no lack in heaven? Y'all ain't going to help me. Do you realize there's no sickness in heaven? Oh, come on, somebody help me. You realize there's no depression in heaven? Do you realize what he's saying? He said, watch this. Unmerited favor and blessings is coming to you. And watch, from the Father, and he wants to release what he has up there down to you down here. How many of us really want what he has? Excuse me, you know what? You know what? Jesus said it best. Lord, your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. How many of you realize that? Gosh, I don't want to just go to heaven. I want to see the kingdom of God reign down here in me and through me. How many of you want to be blessed to be a blessing? How many of you want to be able to lay hands on the sick and watch them recover? How many of you want to be able to pray for somebody and watch the presence of God ignite their life? Do you understand? He said, I'm giving this to you. You will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. You will cast out devils in my name. Not the pastor. Uh-oh, y'all ain't going to help me right here. You. Get up in your house and clean some stuff out. I didn't say you had to slather them down with oil. You ain't got to do none of that. You don't find Jesus laying hands on any demon-possessed person. He just spoke to it. Y'all ain't saying nothing. We done religiousized casting out devils nowadays. That's my word, religiousized. Well, if I make them drink the oil, dab them with oil, grab a hold of them, shake it, come out, and the other one's saying, hold on. No, you speak to that thing in Jesus' name, it's got to go. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, church. See, you know what? The problem is that if you have no power, you can't cast out. If it's not living on the inside, you better not become a son of Sceva. I'm way off, Lord. It's time for the church to get back to the original. Are you hearing me? How many of us can just be what Christ has paid for? Truly. So instead of depressed, I realize my joy is not wrapped up in my stuff. You can believe there's some stuff going on right now. But the smile on my face is not painted, and it is not a mask. I realize that the joy of the Lord is my strength. I begin to realize that in my life, you know what? When trials come, it's just meant so that I can overcome them, not to be taken out by them. You'd have to deal with somebody in your life who's abusive. I turn them over. Lord, you created them. Y'all ain't going to help me. Let me move. Are you still with me? Look at verse 4. Realize that everything that he's got in heaven is now coming. Now watch this. According he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Now, oh boy. Oh boy, here we go. Are you ready? How many of you are taking notes? You realize that his unmerited favor and his peace has been upon you, set up for you, has been laid out before you. He knew every test. He knew every trial. He knew every failure. He knew every time you made it. He knew every time that something was going to hit you. It was already predestined before he spoke, let there be light, let there be this, let there be that. You understand your life is not a free will life. It's something that God designed. Now, if you walk in that design, it's your choice. I've learned to just walk in his design because when I do, I go from level to level. I go from, oh, y'all ain't going to help me. And then you go from, instead of being level to level, you be dimension to dimension. And you realize that there's blessing to blessing. And then you realize that, oh, y'all ain't going to help me. You go from the place where the enemy tries to attack your body and you say, no, that you have to go. And your body lines up. Watch this. Before this world was ever put together, God already knew what you were going to go through, Lisa, Lachey, Trina, Mom, Jade. Before he ever created one thing, he already knew what you would face, the questions you would have. Anybody ever just said, Lord, I got a question for you. I had a lot of people say, why, Pastor, do you question God? I ask him questions all the time. I don't question his will. I just want some wisdom. You ain't going to help me. Lord, I want to know that I know, because if I know, then it's a part of me. You take somebody who knows and you can't talk them out of it, but you give a man a theory. You can talk them out of a theory. You hear me? but that we should be holy and without blame. You ready? Before him in what? Because love cast out a multitude. How many of y'all realize how much he loves you? Ooh. Lord, even though I'm in the middle of this sin, y'all ain't going to help me up in here. Lord, how is it that you gave me a way out of this? It's because of his love. Watch this. That you be holy and without blame before him. And now, can I help everybody here? How many of you love Jesus with all of your heart? You want to give him everything that you are. How in the world do I stay holy? How do I stay blameless? Have you ever asked those questions? Anybody? My question to you is this: how many of you are full of the Holy Ghost? Oh, Pastor, don't give me all that. It's in your Bible. Read it. Acts. Because you have to realize is that this, you ready? Yes, you're saved and going to heaven, but where's the power? What did Jesus tell his disciple? Stay right here until you've been endued with power. See, people don't want to be Pentecostals anymore. They don't want to, because, you know, you start talking that stuff and people begin to go, ooh. But yet you watch Paranormal. You watch stuff on television all the time that tweaks your interest. No, you need to hear what I'm saying. Are you ready? You ready? You have the Spirit of God that he breathed inside of you, and what he's looking for is for you to tap back in, because he said, those that worship me will worship me in spirit and in truth. So how do I walk holy and blameless? I've got the Holy Spirit who lives on the inside of me, so that when that thing begins to rise up, and everybody here, you better get ready, because I'm about to do a series and you ain't going to like it. You know I don't do series very much. I'm going to show you the weapons that the enemy uses throughout the Bible on people. You know he has no new ones, right? He just uses the same ones over and over again. This is yes. Well, the devil created one just for me. No, he did not. He may have custom tailored it. Come on now. He may have brought that guy in your life. Oh, y'all ain't going to help me. He may have brought that drug into your life. Preach, Pastor. But I can walk before him holy and without blame because I have one who's greater than me, who fills me. And later on in this chapter, you're going to see it. You ready? Can I move quickly now? Watch this. Having predestined us to the adoption of the children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Can I just help you? I'm going to move fast. You ready? You've been adopted. Your last name's been changed. Everybody looks at Jesus Christ and think Christ is his last name. No, it means the anointed. Can I help you? Maybe your last name needs to be changed to, okay, the anointed. Y'all ain't going to help me up in here. Anybody in here just want to say, Lord, I'm beginning to realize that I've been called, I've been placed here so that you could endue me with power so that I'm anointed for the kingdom of God. See, there's too many people today that go around saying they are, but it's their gifts. It's not the anointing. There's a difference. With the anointing, it causes something to... Don't get mad at me. Don't twist your face. Look at Pastor. There's a lot of people who can sing and peel the paint off the wall. There's a lot of people who can do a lot of different things, but without the anointing, we're nothing. It's just pretty. Give me someone who's got the anointing in them. And what happens is all of a sudden something on the inside of you begins to crack. Hearts that are so stinking hard and so tough all of a sudden begins to crumble. There begins to be cracks inside of your heart because you realize that you just got a glimpse of the presence of God, of Jesus moving through that person. My God, have mercy. See, we need to get to the place where when we're adopted, we take on his last name. I want to be able to lay hands on the sick and the anointing of God change him. Not me, not me, not me, not you, but the Christ in me. Amen? How many of you are realizing right now, listen, you can try to do whatever you want to do on your own, but it will be fruitless. But when you've been adopted, watch what it says here. Look, to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Do you understand something right here? He's got a will for your life. Now, I'm going to speak not to the church. I want to speak to some people in here who's having a hard time serving Jesus. Can I switch gears here for just a minute? You don't have to be perfect. There's no church that will ever be perfect. Good preaching, Pastor. There was only one person who was perfect. But what I want you to hear is this. Listen to me. Look at me. God has a will for your life. And what I want to say to you is this. There was many years I wasted doing it my own way. And I would not be where I am now. I would be a lot further along. Because there's some people here right now, you say, well, I'm mad at God because, you know what, this happened to me. I was hurt. I was abused. Guess what? So was I. But you see, what the enemy means for harm, God turns around. See, I can look you in the eyes and say, yeah, I know what it's like to be sexually abused. I know what it's like to be beat on. And guess what? After that beating, I'd go into my room and I would cry, but there was a God that wrapped his arms around me. A lot of people say, well, if God really loves you, why did it happen? It's not that, why did it happen? It's going to happen because bad things happen. It happens to Christians and it happens to bad folk. It happens to us all. But the difference is I got one who can comfort me, love me, and carry me. That's for somebody here. I don't know who that's for. Just the Holy Spirit put that in my gut right now. And listen, you don't have to have a perfect past or a perfect family because I didn't have one neither. And the truth is that in 20 years of marriage with my wife, I'm still working on my family to make it what I didn't have. Y'all ain't helping me up in here. See, right now, there's some people that, because of these words, the Lord is touching your heart. Can I keep going? Real fast. I only got a couple more minutes. Can you handle it? Watch this. Verse 6. They just got out of church. Guys, it's normal. Let it go. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he's made us accepted into his beloved. Now, verse 7, look at this. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his what? The riches of his what? Oh, church, help me right here. What, you ready? You ready? Because of his favor on your life, he washed your sin away. Because of his blessings on your life, guess what else he did? Look at what he did. He redeemed you. Is there anybody here who's got a past? Just wave at me. We all got one, right? Are you redeemed from it? Can I stop you? When I say redeemed from you, when you think about your past, does it still hurt? when you think about what you've been through, does it still hurt or is there peace? Uh-oh, come on now. Listen to Pastor. Listen to me very carefully, because there's a lot of people that love Jesus with all of their heart, and they're Christians, and they work in the church, and they live in the church, and they preach in the church, and they sing in the church, and they teach in the church, but yet their past still hurts. And what I'm finding is this, the Lord's trying to tell us, you ready? I'm trying to pour my unmerited grace upon you, my favor on you to redeem you from the hurt. I'm trying to set you free so that when that thing tries to come around, golly bum, Lord help me right now, I'm telling you, watch this. Because what happens is the hurt becomes a hook in your life. And when the enemy wants to drag you down, he pulls on that hook. And he begins to pull you back into that mindset. All of a sudden, you did good for a couple months, but now all of a sudden, you're dealing with depression again. You're preaching, Pastor. You find yourself being clean for a couple of months, but then all of a sudden, you're right back into, I got to take another hit. I got to get another fix. I got to take another drink. See, I'm preaching better than anybody saying anything because I'm telling truth. Amen? See, there's a difference in this verse we got to catch a hold of. You ready, church? He's declaring to you, you ready? There is an unmerited favor of redemption for you. So you know what? Now I look back in my past, and instead of seeing the hurt, I see where God took me through. I see where it could have been 1,000 times worse. But then I see where he made a way where there was no way. Is anybody catching what I'm saying? See, with redemption is when he begins to take the broken things in your life. He doesn't super glue them. Anybody ever broke something and you super glued it back together? Raise your hand at church. Listen, we do what we got to do. Well, that's grandma's sentimental thing, and that kid come by and knocked it off, and guess what? We're going to super glue it back together. Anybody had a favorite thing, and you super glued it back together? Thank you for being truthful in church. My God, I'm not the only one who tries to super glue everything. Only problem is when I put it back together, the ear's on the other side, or my wife's like, what happened to that? It's Picasso. No, baby, because she's an art major. Don't work that way. And she's a nurse, so she knows where everything goes. Nice try, Pastor Eric. But for all of us here, what God is trying to do for us, and I'm not going to make it any further. This is as far as I'm going to make it today. You ready? What God is trying to get us to realize, church, is this. Going into this year, God is wanting to do a work on the inside of you. Can I help some of you? It's not the devil that has got you in the position that you are. A lot of times we give a lot of credit to the devil when we do it ourselves. But if God already knew you were going to do it, he also provided. Y'all ain't going to help me. But when he provides, you got to see it. You got to hear it. And then you're going to have to step. See, I want the church to just grab a hold of something real quick. Can you do this for me? As soon as I hit redemption, the Holy Spirit just stopped me. When I explain to you redemption, 95% of this church, their hands went up in the air. Can I help you this morning? There's many of you in here. You have brought your problems to the altar before. Don't shout me down. But it was so familiar and comfortable. Come on. that when you turned, you really couldn't let it stay at the feet of Jesus. Can I give you a scripture to help you with all that? Isn't it funny that Jesus said, cast your cares, not lay them. Did you catch that? Well, you glad you came to church today. Don't just come and lay them. You've got to throw them away from you. Cast your cares, your hurts, your pains, the emotional stuff. Cast it on him because he doesn't want you to have it. He cares for you. This morning, right now, with every head bowed and every eye closed, the Holy Spirit won't let me go any further. With every head bowed and every eye closed, I said, Pastor, you really didn't preach that long. I don't have to. You're here this morning, you're dealing with that whole redemption thing. See, you cannot go into what God is trying to lead you into. You cannot go as long as there's doors open in your past. Because what will happen is that you take one step forward and the devil drives you two steps back. You say, Pastor, how can you say that? Because Jesus said, I am the door. There's some doors that's got to shut in your life today so that he can open doors that you need to walk through. So with every head bowed and every eye closed, I'm asking nobody to move around right now, please. This is very serious. I want you to search your heart right now. Search your heart. That area that's in your life right now, already it's in your mind. You see it. You already see it. It's right there. First thing I'm going to ask you is this. Are you saved? If you say, Pastor, I really don't know. I've prayed a prayer, but I'm not living it. We're going to repent. Can we do that together this morning? If you're here and you've never asked Jesus into your heart, then guess what? I got great news for you. He's been waiting on you. And this morning, his arms are outstretched to you. If you're here, and before we can ever talk about God taking you and healing those things, we got to make sure that you're ready to let go of those things. Repent means we turn away from. If you're here and you say, Pastor, that's me. If you say that and you say, Pastor, that's me, then lift your hand right now. Let me see it quickly. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hands going up all over the house. Thank you. I see those hands. Thank you. I see those hands. Thank you. I see those hands. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Church, we're going to pray right now. Are you ready? Now, I know many of you in here have asked Jesus in your heart before. 1 John chapter 1 says this, is that if you confess your sins, he's faithful and just. So this morning, you know what we're going to do? We're going to let go. We're going to release to receive, R&R. Pray this with me. Church, I'm asking you to pray this with me. Everybody here, say, Lord Jesus, I ask you, Lord, to forgive me of every sin, known and unknown. I believe you died and rose again. Right now, you're sitting beside the Father. I declare this day, I release this day, my life into your hands. Thank you, Jesus. Today is a new day. I receive you with all of my heart. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me and setting me free right now in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, for every person that's prayed, Lord, I just pray. Every person that lifted your hand right back up. Nobody's looking. It doesn't matter if they are. Come on, just lift them back up. Father God, I pray that right now, Lord, there is no sin that would keep them there. They've confessed it. Now, Lord, I'm praying that right now you will begin to redeem. God, redeem them. Redeem them from the hurt. God, redeem them from the lost time. Lord, I pray that right now, Holy Spirit, you will begin to just fill them right now. I pray that in the hurt areas, God, you'll take mourning and you'll put on, Lord Jesus, the oil of joy. That, God, you'll begin to pour strength where they were weak. And Father God, I pray that right now you'll begin to minister to them, speak to them, love on them. Lord, not just in the church, but God, I pray that you open their ears to hear you. Open their eyes to see you, because Lord, so many times we miss you. And Lord, we thank you that today you, Lord, are in control. We release. Every one of you that had your hand up, just say, I release. Actually, the Holy Spirit said you better cast. How many of you in here can just cast those things right now? Not just those that had their hands up. Come on. Some of y'all in here have fear. Cast it. Do it now. Cast it. Cast it. Fear. How many of you are dealing with depression? Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we cast those works off of us right now. Who in here is worrying? Be truthful. Who in here is worrying? Yeah. Lord's just calling some things out. Cast it at Jesus' feet right now. Just say, Lord, I can't deal with this. I'm giving it to you right now. I'm laying it at the feet of the Master. How many of you have got big decisions that need to be made? Where are you? Where are you? Thank you. Hands are still going up right now. There's some big decisions that have got to be made. You're losing sleep over them. Oh, y'all ain't going to help me in here. See, the Lord heard you the first time you prayed it. But now he's saying, you've got to give it to me. So do me a favor right now and just cast it. See yourselves casting it to Jesus. Lord, here it is. I can't carry this. I give it to you right now. There's someone here. There's a sickness or a disease in your body. And the devil's told you it's going to hold you back. Who is that? Nobody's looking. Thank you.
Thanks again for listening to this podcast. If you've made a decision to follow Christ, we rejoice with you. Please let us know by contacting us at Beach Family Worship Center, Georgetown Campus on Facebook. And we invite you to catch our next broadcast right here. See you soon.